Last year, Congress told the detainees at Guantanamo Bay that there's just one place where they can appeal their designation as enemy combatants, and that is the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington. Today, lawyers there argue about what information the judges at the court can consider when they hear the prisoners' challenges. And the outcome of this case could make a huge difference in the fate of the hundreds of detainees held at Guantanamo. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Every detainee who arrives at Guantanamo gets a Combatant Status Review Tribunal, or a CSRT. That's the panel that determines whether someone is an enemy combatant who's a danger to U.S. interests. These panels are different from a civilian criminal trial. Detainees can make a statement, but they don't get a lawyer, and they don't usually get defense witnesses either. The government can use secret evidence, and it doesn't have to give the detainee evidence that might exonerate him. If detainees want to challenge the verdict, they go to the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court. Now the question before that court is,
what will happen when it actually conducts review of the Combatant Status Review Tribunal's determination?
Bobby Chesney teaches national security law at Wake Forest University. He says the government just wants judges to review what took place at the CSRT.
Check to see whether the tribunal had had some evidence before it to support its conclusion, which would be a very deferential form of review.
The detainees' lawyers, no surprise, want judges to dig a little deeper.
We say the court has to look more broadly at information about these men to determine whether their imprisonment is legal.
Sabin Willett represents some of the men at Guantanamo. He says if the government wins this case,
you're going to have a situation where the government will get its CSRT results approved, not because they're right or just, but because they have so limited what the court can look at that the whole process in court becomes a rubber stamp.
The two sides view the CSRTs very differently. The detainee lawyers think they're too heavily weighted in the government's favor to produce a fair outcome. The government says they're perfectly adequate. David Rifkin worked in the Justice Department in the White House under previous Republican administrations.
It's very easy to get in your hind legs and say, well, if I cannot do everything the lawyer typically does in the district court, I'm not going to dignify this.
Rifkin says the intention of a CSRT was never to determine guilt or innocence. It's to find out whether there's any evidence indicating that the person is an enemy combatant who's a threat to the U.S. And when the court reviews those findings,
you have perfectly normal standard of judicial review, which is you consider how the government decided things on the record.
There's another question the court has to address today, which is whether to accept a government proposal to restrict lawyers' access to the detainees. The government originally wanted to limit defense lawyers to 3 meetings total with each client. They backed away from that demand, but detainee lawyer Willett thinks the government's remaining proposal is still outrageous.
The government wants to be able to read all of our mail and their mail to us. It wants to prohibit us from bringing anything into a meeting. And there are a bunch of other requirements of this kind that basically are going to shut down the attorney-client relationship at Guantanamo.
The government's defenders, such as David Rifkin, say the goal here is to keep people safe, not to give military lawyers a legal advantage.
People in good faith, both Justice Department and DOD, are trying to balance the imperatives of both due process and rigorous representation of detainees with requirements of safety of both detainees and security personnel.
This is in the court's lap because Congress passed a law last year called the Military Commissions Act. It explicitly told the courts to review CSRT findings, but law professor Chesney says the law is vague about how thorough the court's review should be.
I don't think Congress told them every last detail of what they need to know in order to adjudicate these claims.
Which means, as one court observer put it, this is a case where the judges are actually going to have to make law. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.